Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmax. On the broadcast today, a spirited discussion with Bob Lucy. He's the chair of the Washoe County Commission. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com. Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your furnace breaks down today, we fix it today. Why freeze for days while your furnace is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get warm again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 and we'll fix it today. That's 323-5585 or online at NevadaHeating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Bob Lucy. He is chair of the Washoe County Commission. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
Sam,
sir.
Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. It is June the 1st, which means we had sine die yesterday. The legislature is done for now.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
What an interesting session. As always, you know, it always comes down to that last 48 hours, the weekend before, you know, you've got lobbyists in there. You know, from Washoe County standpoint, we played defense, and it really, we had gone in there with the anticipation of being a pretty, you know, weird session with COVID and being remote, no lobbyists in the building, and trying to watch all these different committee hearings online. And it ended up not being as bad as we had thought. There's some, you know, I would say some probably not as great legislation that came out, but all in all, I think for the most part, I'm pretty happy with the way the session turned out.
What didn't you like?
You know, I'm not a big, obviously the mail-in voting is not my, I'm not a big fan. I've never thought that was going to be a very beneficial deal. I think the budget issues that obviously were challenged at first, and then as the economic forum came out, they realized it wasn't as bad or dire straits as I thought, you know. So the tax issues that came through, there was a couple issues in regards to judiciary for the 24 to 48 hour hearings for those that have been incarcerated, which put some really challenging times on the rural counties, and actually all counties. You know, most of throughout the state, we don't have 24 hour, 7 day a week judiciary, and to have those kind of costs. So, I mean, other than that, it wasn't too bad. So we'll see. We're going to kind of carve through the aftermath now and see really what the outcome will be for the passed down expenses to counties. But other than that, I think we did okay.
And basically, wasn't the saving grace the federal money?
Yeah, absolutely. So the ARP funds were absolutely the saving grace. And they carried the state through almost $3.4 billion the state got. It's going to be distributed through the state and local governments to handle a number of these issues that backfilled almost the entire budget. So I think it's going to be, we'll see some windfall, not in the sense of new programming, but definitely there will be some backfilling of the positions that didn't get cut and different things like that.
So. Okay, so essentially, you know, the states were bailed out by the federal government.
Right.
But as a conservative, you got to look at this and have concerns about the long-term debt.
Well, yes. See, here's the deal. Everybody loves
It's a dichotomy.
Everybody loves the free money today. Nobody loves the bill tomorrow. And it is a dichotomy. And for me, it scares me to death because you can start seeing it in the last 12 months. We've seen prices of gas almost double. We've seen commodities double. You're going to see taxes and new things coming from the federal government that are going to be challenging. Because you can't just give out free money. It doesn't just grow on the tree in the backyard. And so that concerns me that we are backfilling all of these state budgets and local budgets. Yeah, it feels great. We funded a number of programs like the CARES campus downtown with CARES funding. We had a number of issues that we've dealt with through that federal funding. But like you said, the long-term ramifications are going to be there. You know, the taxes have to come eventually to backfill that.
And it's where those taxes are going to be paid for that concerns me, because I had this discussion with Senator Reid a couple of years ago when he was talking about the tipping point in terms of the federal debt.
Right.
And, you know, looking to the wealthy and corporations to pay, you know, increased taxes to pay for it. The reality is that taxes, and you can agree or disagree, but you know, taxes don't get paid by the wealthy and corporations. They get paid by the middle class. The poor have no money.
Right.
The rich have accountants. So it's the middle class that pays.
It's always pass through. Everybody gets passed through. So if I tax the wealthy, they're going to pass it through down. You know, they're not going to cut. Their margins will never get cut. Everything will go to the middle class. And you're absolutely right. And you're going to feel the strain on everyone down the line. And they don't realize it now, but they will in 24 or 48 months from now.
All right, the other part is, and I've banged away at this for a long time too, which is with interest rates at almost zero, the people who get hurt by that are the people who save money, people who are retirees, they're on a fixed income,
right.
And so they're getting 0%. I think I saw an interest rate of like 0.2% from a bank the other day,
and I'm just
like, you know, my mattress gives better interest rates than that bank does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For the first time, you're like, you want to start looking into bonds almost again. Because, I mean, the interest rates are, it's ridiculous. And you're going to see inflation go crazy.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I don't think you're, because of the 0% interest rates and the fact that the federal government is not going to be able to raise the Fed rather, is not going to be able to raise those interest rates because the federal government won't be able to afford to pay the money on that debt. You know, I've had economists on here who say that what happens is that you're never going to pay the principal. You only pay the interest. And as long as the interest rates are close to zero, then you got no problem. It's
right.
If they were to go up. And a lot of the inflationary signs you're seeing were man-made. So for example, you know, because of COVID and all this money we've pumped into the system, people are trying to buy houses, they're trying to remodel their homes, they're trying to build new homes. That will flatten out over the next couple of years. Computer chips will come and cars will go back to their normal sale price. Used cars will be at a lower price than new cars.
Well, I would say that the commodities that help build those things are still going to be priced up. You're going to still see the inflation in those commodities, the lumber.
That's profit taking. So, it's not a shortage.
But that's exactly right. It's not a shortage, but it's profit taking for the owners and the big businesses and the big companies that own those operations, and that will pass through once again to the middle class.
But don't you see that topping out at a certain point?
Not for a while. I mean, I thought so. We would see that now, and we haven't. We've seen these interest rates for what now? Almost 20 months plus?
Right.
Oh, 2 years, almost three, where you've seen these wonderful interest rates. I mean, our housing market has gone through the roof. I mean, we're seeing, you know, gains of 30, 40, 50% on homes that a year ago weren't even that. And there's, for what reason? For there, other than the commodity.
Supply and demand.
The supply and demand, right? And so if you can control the supply, the demand will stay as high as you want it to be, right? And so ultimately, it's going to continue to drive this conversation. And the middle is going to pay.
No doubt there.
And it's going to
suffer.
But
part of the middle is people coming from richer places like California.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're coming in with cash. And they're not only coming in with cash, but they're saying, okay, we've put money down on 15 houses and lost them all. So you're asking $500,000 for this house. We'll give you $550,000.
Right.
Cash.
Right now.
And no contingencies. And people are saying, that's fine with me.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And you're right. Eventually, it will flatten out. I don't know when it'll flatten out because you just...
Well, when you build a lot more houses.
When you build a lot more houses.
I mean, we've seen... Okay, we've seen this picture before.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to go back that far.
No.
If you go back 25 years,
yeah.
You had to be in a waiting line to get on a list to buy a home.
Oh, yeah.
Not a waiting line to buy a house, to get on the list to buy a house.
Yeah.
And then people were flipping their positions on those waiting lists.
Oh, yeah.
But that flattened out.
Yeah.
So true. It's you know, what goes up must come down.
True story.
You know, it's a question of timing.
We'll just see what, you know. I wish I had a crystal ball sometimes.
Well, we'd all make a lot of money.
Yeah, right?
But where do you see the housing growth? I mean, do you see it in the Fallons, the Fernleys, places like that? Where, and then you're on the RTC. Do you develop a bus line between Fallon and Fernley to come into TRI and to come into Reno Sparks so people can have a half hour, 45 commute, a minute commute, rather than the 3 hours they were doing in the Bay Area?
So bring up Bay Area. So there are people that I've talked to that have now moved from California, just really quickly. Bay Area individuals moved to Reno because Southwest, because we were still one of the few cities in the Western United States, or in the country for that matter, that has a short route Southwest flight that would fly from Reno to Oakland at 6 a.m. They have bought homes here because it's cheaper to live here than from living in the South Bay or East Bay, getting on the flight at 6 a.m., flying to Oakland, catching BART and going across is faster for them than sitting in their car and driving into the city. And they have the cost of living is cheaper here. And now, thanks to COVID, because they have a hybrid schedule, they can work remotely for a portion of the week and then only be in the city 2 or 3 days a week. And they can go in, work for the day, come back, catch the flight home, the 5 or 6 p.m. flight home. No different than our folks that come up for session, go back to Vegas. And it's a cheaper way of life for them. And they're saving money, but they're still making their wages they would for the cost of living in California.
So same
thing for Lyon County. You're going to have Lyon County people growing in Fernley. You'll see Lyon grow. You'll see parts in like east of Carson will grow.
Right, but you have to build.
Yes, you have to do the transit because
right now the Teslas and the other big companies out at TRI are running their own minivan programs and rideshare programs with their employees.
Right.
Doesn't it need to be an RTC type thing?
It has to be. You have to start talking about light rail. You have to start talking about some type of busing service, because the problem is with I-80, especially through, let's just take, for example, Fernley to Reno or to TRI, between those two, you have I-80, and that is physically constrained. We've talked about this before. You cannot put more lanes than the two that go east and the two that go west on that road because of the Truckee River and because of the mountains. You just is cost prohibitive. So now you've got to find out different alternatives. So you've got to either build new roads that go through Story County or portions of Washoe County. You got to build you have to talk to transit and start talking about light rail potentially and doing different things, because that's the only way, like I said, the only way that works for the Bay Area commute is that because they have that short route for Southwest, because of the transit, it makes it worth it. We've got to figure out a more efficient way to move those people. Even because you still put that amount of people on I-80, you're still not solving the problem. It's still an issue. Transit will always be, and I've always said, will be the precursor to any growth and any development. If you can't get people there efficiently, and we've seen it here in Northern Nevada, we're not, we have not been kind of developed into this community of mass transit individuals. We like our cars. We like to get in our vehicle. We don't like to ride our bikes. Well, some of us like to ride our bikes, but we like to drive our cars to our place of business. And especially for those that are folks that are living in Lyon County.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So in the past, I've thought that growth for Northern Nevada was limited by air, but we cleaned up the air and that's no longer an issue.
Right.
Then I was thinking water would be the limiting factor, but we've got a lot of water banked. So is the limiting factor now transportation?
I would say it is. You talk about issues, for Washoe County standpoint, Cold Springs. Pyramid Highway. You talk about anything in the North Valleys, the issues are I-580, Pyramid Highway, Vista. You can't get enough cars. The ADTs on those roads are just overwhelming. You see lots of accidents. You see it, and accidents cause holdups. It's a challenge.
So in Vegas, and you're making this much more sense now, Brightline, who's building the high-speed train from Las Vegas to Victorville,
right?
They're now talking about taking the train, even though it's 3 hours or 3.5 hours, that people are going to be commuting to Los Angeles to work from Las Vegas. So that fits into the same scenario.
Absolutely.
You're talking about.
Because it's cheaper for those folks to live in Vegas and Nevada, or Northern Nevada and Reno, than it is to live in San Francisco or LA. They can commute, they can work. Most of these, and most of the technology on these, on this transit now, is no different than an airplane. You can get on a train now and they've got Wi-Fi signal. You can sit there, and most of you spend the first 3 hours of your day responding to emails or whatever you need to be doing. You get into the office and start having your you could even have those meetings, you know, a Zoom meeting on a train if you really wanted to while you're commuting. So we're talking about new waves of different types of society coming into our region.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with Bob Lucy, a fascinating conversation right after this.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org. Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bob Lucy. He's the chair of the Washoe County Commission. Gaming. Amazing how it came back. You know, as regional markets, as local gaming, of course, we see much more of that in Northern Nevada.
Right.
But Southern Nevada has been experiencing the same thing. Does it seem to you that the social benefits of gaming have been illuminated where perhaps they were in the shadows before? This is not just senior citizens spending their pensions at the casino. It's actually people having a way of life. It's cheers. It's going to a place where people know your name.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I think no more time than the last 14 months have we seen that being exacerbated. I mean, people are showing up on the gaming floors that were maybe sometime gamers, now are real full-time gamers, because it is, as you pointed out, a real social experience for so many of these people, and it has been I think reinvigorated through COVID, which is such a weird thing to say, that gaming would be reinvigorated by a viral pandemic. But
actually, does it say that this was the way it was all along, we just didn't see it?
No, I think...
Unless we were experiencing it?
I don't think so, because I think for the first time it was the... Well, no, here's what I think. I think the opportunity is one of the few opportunities that were available to certain people because of our driver markets. And because they kind of were reintroduced to it. And timing was a lot of it too. We reopened gaming and we're allowing people to come to hotels through the winter time when it wasn't so nice to be outside and different parts of that. But they saw it as a secondary event. So if they came to go skiing, they got to sit in the down at the casino and game during the evenings. I found myself, I'm not a gamer, not really, but I found multiple times meeting friends at the casino for, you know, maybe a cocktail and sitting down and having and playing cards. You know, it was a social event instead of going to someone's house because we're steered away from public gatherings and different things like that. But at least we could go to a clean facility, have somebody deal us cards. It was fascinating. What I thought was going to happen was absolutely the opposite. I thought everybody would stay home and our gaming floors would be quiet and dead, and that they were far from.
It's far from. I mean, you look at gaming stocks, you look at the numbers, they're way exceeding pre-COVID numbers. Okay, I got to ask you, we're running out of time here. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk about bowlers.
Okay.
A big deal that nobody's talking about. We'll be right back.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bob Lucy. He's the chair of the Washoe County Commission. Something that has gotten almost zero publicity, at least in the places I'm looking, and I look in a lot of places, is the fact that the bowlers are here in Reno, and we have the Taj Mahal of bowling, and it's getting almost no publicity at all. It's huge.
Every year, for the last 20 years, we've talked about the U.S. Bowling Congress and when they're here, when they're not here, and we've got the women's tournament back for the first time in a long time, and post-COVID, crickets. Nothing. We haven't heard anything about it. And you see them walking around downtown. The families are down there again.
How many thousand people?
15,000 people are just participants. We think 30,000 total with families and everybody coming in and out. And nothing. Not a word of it. And it's back. And the challenge is that we don't even back to our previous conversation. Because of gaming so picked up and because we are seeing these high occupancy rates at all of our properties, that it's just crazy to me that we're not hearing anything about one of the largest, truly the first largest kind of convention that we've seen since COVID.
All right, so I'll put you in the middle of a controversy. So are we at a point where the media only cares about bad news and thinks that bad news is all we want to hear about?
Absolutely.
Because it's crazy. There is so much positive stuff going on across our state, not just in Reno, but across our state. and you have to fight to find it.
Sam, it's disappointing to me. Journalism has, you know, you used to be able to open the paper and really read a story and see an unbiased, you know, opinion or show out good things or some positive information. Now it's all we focus on is the negative, the drama, the who's getting after who, you know, and that's such a disappointing fact in today's world. You would hope that media would carry forward good messages and positive messages for our community, the good things that happen alongside of the bad things. I'm not saying that you should get rid of the bad things, but share everything. And now it feels so selective, and it's disappointing.
Okay, very quick answer. Are convention bookings starting to rise?
Yes. We're seeing them on the resurgence. We got the Shriners coming back in. We have a number of different big bookings coming over the next year or 12 months. People are starting to move again. I think there's a little PTSD from COVID, but you're not seeing a tremendous amount of that. And so what they're trying to do is more of these hybrid conventions, but you're still seeing about 50 to 60% of people wanting to be in person.
Okay, so here's what the head of United Airlines said. He said if two people are competing for a sale, one shows up in person, one does it by Zoom, and the one who came in person gets the deal, everybody will be coming in person.
Yes.
I will leave you with that thought.
I love it.
Bob Lucy, always a pleasure. Come back soon.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.